from the gospel, what struck me was this part. Jesus summoned the 12 and gave them power and authority over all demons and to cure diseases. Are you aware that you have that same power as well? Have you ever used your power to drive out a demon? This week I was on the phone with a woman who called, and she told me that she has experienced some strange going ons in her house, that the TV would suddenly be turned on, that she would come home, lights were on in her house. She frequently heard noises in her ceiling, like a small animal running around. She felt that this might be evil in origin, so she took some holy water that she had obtained from Holy Hill and went around blessing each room, asking Jesus to take whatever was in that room with him. She said while she was doing that, she actually felt Jesus next to her in the rooms. That was several months ago, and she had had nothing unusual happen in her house since. Again, today we celebrate St. Padre Pio, who was one of those saints we admire both for his power over demons. Born Francesco Forgione in 1887, he was given the name Pius, which is Pio in Italian, when he became a Capuchin friar. He came from a deeply religious family and decided to devote his life to God at the age of 5. His physical health, however, was always in jeopardy, and it almost prevented him from the priesthood. But despite his chronic illnesses, he was ordained a priest in 1910, and just 8 years after that, he received the 5 wounds of Christ on his body, the first priest to ever be given the stigmata. He counseled and heard the confessions of many throughout his life, and in his letters, we read about both his deep and burning faith, along with the suffering, both physical and spiritual, all which revealed his union with God. His theology was demonstrated through his frequent advice, pray, hope, and don't worry. Padre Pio was known for many gifts of healing, bilocation, where people saw him in two places at once, levitation, prophecy, miracles, an extraordinary absence of both sleep and nourishment. One account states that Padre Pio was able to subsist on just at least 20 days on only communion wafers without any other nourishment. He also had the ability to read hearts and confessions, which made him very popular. He had the gift of tongues, the gift of conversions, and pleasant-smelling wounds. Once a young priest, Carol Wojtyla, visited him, and Padre Pio told him that someday he would be a pope. And so when Pope John Paul II became pope, he was one of the ones that really pushed for the canonization of Padre Pio. He was popular, but he was not particularly liked by the Vatican because a lot of these things happened while he was a priest. And in 1920, just again 10 years after he was a priest and about 2 years after he got the stigmata, he was reduced to not seeing the public. They forbade him saying Mass. They forbade him blessing people, answering letters, and showing his stigmata publicly. That stayed but was removed 13 years later. But he remained under the suspicion of the Vatican for almost 40 years. Pope Paul VI removed any sanctions on him in 1960, and he was moved along in the canonization process after his death in 1968. He was made a saint by Pope John Paul in 2002, and so this day being his day. The life of St. Padre Pio and our readings tell us simplicity of belief, trust in Jesus, and confidence in being one of his disciples is saintly and holy. And to fill our lives with prayer, hope, and peace in Christ, and don't worry. Demons go by many names, shapes, and faces. Approach every day with those weapons of simplicity of belief, trust in Jesus, and confidence, and you can defeat any